Welcome home, darling. How did it go today?
Oh, come on, give me a big hug.
You've got your tired eyes on again. I can see it. Did you work hard, or were you hardly working? Come sit on the couch. I demand it. You need to rest those weary feet of yours. I've had a nice day today. Thank you for asking. I did some spring cleaning. The sun's been out, so I've had a nice breeze through the apartment, too, and helped air it out. You know what we're like, staying inside all the time, so it gets a little bit stuffy. Darling, is everything all right? Have I done something to upset you? No, I just... You seem a little sheepish. Is something on your mind? Have I not been looking after you properly? Eh? You have a new interest? Well, go on then, you have to tell me now. Oh, it's exciting picking up a new hobby or interest, so what is it? Oh, well, of course I pinky promise not to judge you. You can tell me anything, sweetie, you know that. Or, well, I hope you do. I know you're working on it, being more open because of your last relationship. I won't make fun of you. I encourage it, cutie. So, if you're ready to tell me what's up, then what's up? ASMR? You mean autonomous sensory meridian response? Hey, you know what that is? Of course I know what that is, sweet pea. What do you think I listen to when I clean up? Well, yeah, music, but ASMR is great for focusing as well. How come you've only just discovered it now? Oh, you finally gave it a shot. I actually found it a little bit cringy when I learned what it was. Then I decided to give it a try and listen to it in an ironic sense, and then YouTube just kept recommending me more and more. Then I fell down the rabbit hole. It's the same for you? Oh, you saw it in a meme. Well, I just thought it was weird and kind of awkward, you know, because they're making eye contact with you and everything. So I just listened because I was like, oh, haha, it's gonna be funny. And then, I mean, dang, I guess I do get tingles, you know? If you've ever read the comment section, some people say that they never experience them, so I guess I'm lucky like that. Pumpkin, I'm glad you've got something new to throw yourself at. Did you want to discuss it more, or is there something else you want to say? You're curious? Well, you should be. It's something brand spanking new. Oh, you mean curious what it's like? Well, well, baby, if I didn't know any better, I think you're trying to hint at something. How about you relax your body while I go get a few things? Why are you surprised? Don't I tell you that you can ask anything of me? Of course I'm willing to do ASMR on ya. Plus, it'll be like I'm one of those girls in the videos doing ASMR on their boyfriends. Now wait right there, I'm gonna grab a few things. Alright, I managed to find a few things that I remembered from videos that I've seen, but seriously, if you want any more, just say, or else I'll spank that cute butt of yours. Okay, so I thought just because you came back from work and it's been a long day, you're gonna be too tensed up to even enjoy this, alright? So, I'll do a shoulder massage. Nice and simple. Nothing too complicated. Just try to ease yourself into it. I don't have particularly strong wrists, so if it feels like I'm tickling you, then I apologize. How's that? Not bad for a weakling like me,
you go. You did a big exhale. That's good. That's progress. I don't think you notice it too much, but you tense your shoulders and clench your jaw pretty hard when you're focusing. So, being at work all day long, I can imagine when it's time to clock out, the pain just kinda hits you all at once. That's okay though. You've got me to try and help ya. I just hope you get better at being able to ask for what you like. Like forehead kisses, for example. Made you smile. Affectionate. I guess I would say naturally, no, I'm not that affectionate. But I read something online. Something that I didn't like. It made me slightly upset because I never thought about it before, truth be told. Are you sure you want me to say it out loud? Because I don't want to bring your mood down anymore. Alright. I can't remember it word for word, but it was something along the lines of, boys need to be cuddled more. Put his head in your lap or on your chest. Stroke his hair. Scratch his back lightly with your nails or rub his shoulders. Kiss him on the top of his head. But do it anytime. Not just when he's feeling down or trying to fall asleep. It made me realize that I need to push myself. I have to be more affectionate towards you, or you'll just accept the bare minimum, and that isn't right. Not to mention how badly guys have to put a front on. Of course cuddling's gonna feel amazing. Of course forehead kisses will make you smirk. You're receiving love and affection. But it didn't end there. There was a reply to that post. It was a girl saying, when she did it to her boyfriend the first time, he was almost crying from being overwhelmed by emotions because he had been so touch-starved. Never experienced this kind of affection before. I hated that post. Not because it was negative, but it was true. I hate it because I worried that might be you. That's why when we got together, I became so touchy-feely. Maybe you think it's a default trait of mine, but the truth is, it's all for you, baby. It is truly all for you. Daisy. Darling, you're supposed to be relaxing right now. But thank you. I appreciate it. Now relax back down. I have tons of tricks up my sleeve, so don't think that I'm doing just shoulder massages. Because I have a question for you, mister. Now close your eyes, don't look. What is this? Yes, correct. I'm gonna give you some scalp scratchies. Since another thing I think dudes might struggle with is self-care. So instead of trying to convince you to do it, I'll just do it for you and then everyone's happy. You feel pampered like how much you deserve and I get to do the pampering, which in turn is a positive feedback loop since my man's happy and I'm happy. If you want me to stop rambling, though, I can. Sometimes I can even tune out my own voice. It helps keep you from overthinking. Alright, I'll allow it then. So instead of using those YouTube videos that are like 1 hour of rain, you just use me? No, I see how it is. Does it feel nice with the comb going through your hair?
kind of feels like I'm about to send you off to school.
Now, darling, don't forget your lunch. I even did a handwritten note for you to read and give you motivation through the day. Why do I sound like a meemaw? I was supposed to be my mom voice. I'm too young for a kid or a grandkid anyway. I can hardly keep up with looking after myself as it is. I can look after you easily, though. Maybe there's a name for that. If I want food, I'd rather stay where I am and starve. But if my pumpkin spice was hungry, I'd go running to make you something. Procrastination. Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description. But procrastination to the point that I starve? Maybe I'm just quirky like that. Do you remember that time you met my mom and she described me like that? I couldn't believe it. I'm not like other girls. I'm quirky. Oh, come on. She so did like you. She's just incredibly harsh and disapproving of everyone and everything. Or more like just what I do. Anything my siblings do is amazing, and they're so self-reliant and headstrong. But me? Well, I'm a coward choosing the easy way out, moving in with you. I mean, you saw the text. You met her. That's all I needed to do to convince her that I can pack up my own stuff and move out. Life isn't easy, but, well, your family's sweet at least. They never make me feel like an outsider. Putting on a face? Well, you know your family better than anyone, so I will trust your judgment. Families. Can't live with them, so you move out and make your own. Well, I know we're only boyfriend and girlfriend, but I would consider you my new family. You're the starting foundation for it. Maybe, or well, I should say hopefully, you feel the same way as I do. Yeah. Yeah, that's a relief, because I thought you were going to confess that you felt differently. Dating can be tough. You just have to pray that they feel the same about you, and they're on the exact same page as you. You know, a lot of couples don't even discuss the deal breakers until way later into the relationship. Let me just pop some oil on your hair real quick. It's argan oil. It'll do you good. But, yeah, the major questions, the major deal breaker ones, like, do you want kids? Or what kind of juicy opinions do you fully back up that's controversial and all that jazz? I think that's what stood out about you. That you just get it. You get what life is about, so none of your answers were red flags to me because, well, we just agreed on so many viewpoints. Okay, scratchy nail time. The oil will probably help keep my little cuticles hydrated too, so this is a win-win. I know you said you only just got into ASMR, but, well, I have been viewing it for a while, so we could make this a routine if you like. Maybe every Sunday I pamper you and try a new technique with you. Dare I ask if you've got any tingles because of me yet? Maybe if I got fake nails, this would feel even better for you. Having my nails run against your scalp, parting your hair, and going from the top of your head all the way down to the back of your neck. Almost giving you shivers at this point. Did I just get a yawn? Then it's inevitable, a nap will follow. If you want to slump down, you can, and I'll kneel beside you on the floor. Oh, come on, honey bun, it's me.
I'm willing to do anything for you. I will repeat that until my face goes blue. Now lie back against the pillow. Just do it, you goober. No, you can't say no to me putting lotion on your face and neck. Oh no, a girlfriend who actually cares for me. It'll help your skin do better. You don't even let me put sunscreen on you as it is, and you're being so stubborn, so at least let me have this win. Hydration keeps you looking younger as well. It's literally science. I do have wipes as well with hydrating properties, but it'll take off the lotion if it's really that bad. Okay, baby, I'm sorry. I hear you. I didn't mean to upset you. I'll take the lotion off, okay? I'm just so excited to have you all to myself like this. You've been working overtime a lot recently. I know the boss makes you guys do a big crunch when the deadlines are coming up, but it means I don't get to see you, and what's more important, me or your job. I'm teasing. I get it. Just, it makes me feel extra excited when you're home and awake. It feels like sometimes I feed you and put you to bed. That's it. That's my entire interaction with you for that day. It's selfish of me, but I want you. I want to be around you. I want to love you, appreciate you, hold you, pamper you. Just do everything with you. I love you. So yes, I am serious though. I am sorry for going overboard and putting the lotion on your face. I know you don't like the sensation. I got carried away, but these wipes will take them all away. Promise. Wipe, 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 wipe. Yeah, no, they do repeat words a lot in those trigger word video thingamabobbers. Why? Is that a request, mister? You know I can do it. Baby thing.